for property to sell for the sum have to pay up 30 yom. The shum hegdish vegdish is 60 yom. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says shum hayisaimim 60 yom. He also knows even for yisaimim it's 60 days. The shum hegdish is 90 yom. Even more, it's 90 days. V'chomer v'chom say echad zeh v'echad zeh 60 yom. No, both for yisaimim and for hegdish is only 60 days. Omer Rav Chizda. Omer Avimi halocha. What's halocha? He says shum hayisaimim 60 yom. Of course, the majority of the sheep, two out of the three sheep, is all like that even for Yisrael, mostly you have to wait 60 days. Now, Yosef Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Okom Olo Shemaiti, said over this halacha, Omalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Le Rav Chiya Bar Avin. So Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Shishim Kamrit, what did you say exactly? What do you tell me over what Rav Chizda said? Did you say he holds 60? Or Yisleishim Kamrit? Omalei said back to him, Shishim. I meant to say, I said, Klil, if Chiz the Paskin, you have to wait 60 days. So he asked him again, do you say Mod Hegdish? Did he mean to say by Yisrael or by Hegdish? Or Malay, do you say him? I meant to say by Yisrael, you have to wait 60 days. Then he asked him back another question, Krabi Meir or Krabi Yudis? Is that like Krabi Meir or like Krabi Yudis Shita? Or Malay, Krabi Meir? He says, even according to Krabi Meir, that's what he said. So my question, how could that be? I have a Rabbi Meir Shleishim Kama. I know our Bryce starts off, Rabbi Meir holds, that for Yisraimim, you have to only wait 30 days. So how could you tell me Rav Chizda holds 60 days according to Rabbi Meir? She answered him back, yes. Omar lei hochi yom Rav Chizda, but Rav Chizda said, miyavimi, that kulfi tovai beloi olo doho shmaitza. We had a lot of problems about this halach, was bothering me also a lot. Rashi says in its expression here, right type of Rashi says, HaKuriz, there's a lot of hits I got. Al hod de shumaitato, shem lamdein yishum yisem lor mei yishishim yoyim v'yisamak shalor. Like he had back and forth, he had these questions bothered him a lot. How do you answer? How could you tell me, according to Rabbi Meir, it's 60, here Rabbi Meir says 30. But he came out, was like this. That bo lahachruz ritzufim shloishim. If their bezin is going to announce every single day of the week, then enechnami, it's enough 30 days. But Bisheni v'chamishi, if they're only going to announce every Monday and every Thursday, that's the day they have Zayon and Bezdin, then Shishim and Chlam, then it's enough a span of 60 days. And the Yafagav dechi choshev lumar liyoymach roza, even though out of these 60 days, if you're going to count how many Mondays and Thursdays you're going to have, you have a Tim Nasa, it's only going to be 18 days, that's all. And 60 days, you're only going to have 18 Monday and Tuesdays. But still, Kivon the Moshkenusa, since it takes such a long time throughout 60 days, is Shominch, everybody hears about it, and that's also enough. So therefore, that's what Bechizda meant to say, even according to Rabbi Meir, there are certain times that 60 days is enough. And that means to say, when you only proclaim it on Monday and Thursday, then you have to wait 60 days. Yeah. Tadig Mar says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Asi, Ein niskakukin lemichsa yisaimim. Bezin never goes down like to sell the property of yisaimim, even to pay up the chayvus of the father. Elim came hoister ribus achelus ben. We would always rather wait until when they come gedolim and they could, you know, speak up for themselves. So therefore, we don't sell it when they're young. The only time we do it is, let's say there's a goy that the father owed money to, and there's ribus involved, interest. So the longer we wait, the more interest there'll be. So then we don't want Yisrael to lose out. Then we go down to sell the property right now. But if not for ribis, then we always wait and first sell the property when they become gedolim. That's what the Yehuda Amar Rav Asi says. Rabbi Yechon Noam, Rabbi Yechon says, Oy l'shtar sheish per ribis. I agree to you that if there's a shtar that they're going to collect ribis on, so then we have to sell it right away. Or else, Oy l'ksubis isha mishum mazayni. There's another svar also Rabbi Yechon holds. In the case, let's say the father died, and the wife now wants to collect the ksuba. So Bezin also will sell the property now from the same to pay up the ksuba. And the reason why we're not going to tell it to wait until they become gedolim is because there's mezainis. Meaning to say, the longer we wait and we don't pay her ksuba, she has a right to collect her mezainis, her food, the money she needs to live on from the yisaimim. So also the yisaimim are losing out. The longer we wait, the more she'll eat up from them. So therefore, by Ksubas Ish also, Bezin has the right to sell the property right now to pay up the Ksuba, so she will stop collecting her mezainis. Then the Gemara says, Rabasi, my time lo yom l'ksubasisha. How can Rabasi only said, a ribis, why isn't it like subasisha? He says that kina la rabbonin, my siyodeh, it's not so important. Like even if she eats her mezon, she gets her food from the yisaymin, but if she works, her paycheck goes to the yisaymin. So if it's not really a loss, it cancels out one over the other. V'idechot v'yechon hold, they'll know that zimnin sometimes, sometimes it's not enough. Zimnin l'leisafka, it's not enough. That the work that she does won't be sufficient. So therefore, they'll be shelling out more money, and they'll be losing out the yisaymin. Therefore, the total takon for them, we should sell the property now and pay the ksuba. So that's the machlokes of Yechonon. So tonight, we learned in our Mishnah, Shum ha-yisaymim, the Bezin does sell the yisaymin's property, Shleishim yoyim, Shum ha-yishishim yoyim, O-machrizim ha-boikiv erif. Now, the Maya Skin, what are we talking about over here? Like, why should Bezin go to sell the yisaymin's property? You know, if you want to tell me about the Bezin, like according to Rabasi, that it's a guy that's collecting his money, and there's ribis involved, and therefore we don't pay up right now. The yisaymin will only lose out. We'll have to pay more and more interest. So the question is, mitzayis, like, does the guy listen to us? Like, we're going to tell him, listen, wait another 30 days. He'll say, no, I'm not waiting, and if you make me wait 30 days, I'll charge you more ribis, more interest. So it shouldn't be a swell. Why should Bezin even wait the 30 or 60 days? You're losing out to the yisaymin. El, a pshita must be talking about our mission of a Baal Chayv Yisrael. That a regular Yisrael is coming to collect the schay from the father, and therefore Bezin tells him to wait another 30 days till we sell the property. So the question is, if it's a Jew, he the kocher revisa, if the Jew like has a claim of ribis of interest, mishav kinilei, like do we let him collect it? That's an avera. Bezin won't let somebody pay a ribis. So anyway, what's the purpose of selling the property right now? If so, like from a Jew, you can't collect ribis. So what's the why should Bezin sell it? V'el, it must be to loy kocher revisa. So what? That this chayiv has nothing to do with interest. There's no interest involved over here. And still, the Katana, the Mishnah says, Niskokakin, so we go and sell the property to pay up the chayv of the father. So, Bishleima l'Reb Yechanan mutli lo b'ksuba sisha. According to Reb Yechanan, he says, sometimes even for an isha also ksuba, we pay up in order to stop getting the mezonos, it's good. So it's good, the Mishnah. That's talking about a Jewish lady, and we're collecting the ksuba, and therefore we tell her to wait 30 days, and then we sell it. But Elul, the Rabbi Kashabashi says, no, the Vaksubas issue, we don't sell the property. It's only by a guy coming to collect the ribis. It's over here in Manashach. Why should we wait in 30 days? The guy won't listen to us. So my answer is, Omelach Rabbi, Ulu Rabbi Yechon, Menichon, even contra Rabbi Yechon, is it any good? Even contra Rabbi Yechon is Rabbi Kashar. Mi Shavkinin Mizoini, the Vade Komisidor, Venakinin Hachroza, the Lo Yadinon, Imar Vachinon, Ilayma Vachinon. What are you saying now? This ish is coming to collect the ksuba. So now, Bezdim wants to sell the property right now and pay her off a ksuba, so she'll stop getting him a zainus. What do we say? No, wait another 30 days. Now, these 30 days of waiting, it's for sure that she's going to collect him a zainus in between. And it's a doubt whether by waiting 30 days we'll get a better buyer or not. See, if that's the svara, we should not wait 30 days either. We should rather say, sell the.
Alright, turn over.
Like, it would be much better to sell the property right now. If you sell the property right now, so for sure you're going to stop us from getting a mezainis. And it's only a suffix whether you would get a better price or not. See, the Kotev Yechon is the Kasha. Why do we wait 30 days for? The din should have been sell it right now. As soon as she wants a collective suba, we should tell her, okay, we're going to sell the property right now. So she'll stop taking mezainis, so there'll be a gain for the assignment this way. Otherwise, it's only a doubt. We don't know, like, Masad Mayadinim, Imar Vachinim, Ilay Mavachinim. Smur says, no, hold a kasha, this wouldn't be a kasha. Our Talmud Tais says now, Pitavas Ksubos Bezdin, that she comes to Bezdin to tell Bezdin Nishno, I want to collect my Ksuba. Now the law is, as soon as Anisha comes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, I want to collect my Ksuba, so we're going now to Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. The Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Hatavas Ksubos Bezdin, if somebody is today, the Ksuba in Bezdin is Ein Lamazonis. As soon as she goes to Bezin to start to ask for the ksuba, even though it will take Bezin a month till they pay her up,
But from that second that she starts to ask for the ksuba, she loses her mezainis. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah that the bezin, the same don't have to pay any more her mezainis, as soon as she asks for the ksuba. But now bezin have the right to say, we'll have to wait 30 days until we get the best price for it. Tamar says, if so, is the kuke lemethakinun law? If so, again, we should not sell it at all then. Like, if she loses her mezainis right now, so then what's the purpose of selling the property right now? Let's wait until your son comes gedolim. The only reason we said before why Rabbi Yechon was masking like Ksubasisha is because your son loses out the mezainis. But if you tell me once she comes to his bezin for Ksuba, she doesn't get a mezainis anyway, so now bezin should wait and not sell until to become gedolim. So more so that you can't do. More says no. Ella kivun deschakinun lo mikara. Since she comes to Bezdin to say she wants a ksuba, and because of that at the beginning Bezdin passed and she doesn't get a mezainis, so since Bezdin started to take a case, Mr. Kimonolub says, Favada Bezdin has to end off a case and passkin for her to get her the ksuba. And therefore we can't wait now until the Yisrael becomes Gedolim, but rather we have to sell the property now, and that's our Mishnah, we have to wait 30 days. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good. The Mor says, Mikol Mokum Dolu Rabasi Kasha, according to Rabasi, it's Kasha Mishnah. That he says the only time you sell the determined property is for ribis, not even to exclude Besisha. So why in our Mishnah are we selling it? So Mor says, yes, Lyodam, maybe the Mishnah is talking about it, could be according to Rabasi, the Baal Choy Bode Kechovim. That the Baal Choy that we want to pay back is a guy. And he talks is collecting ribis. And therefore we don't want to wait because the ribis will grow and grow the interest. The question is then, the guy won't wait even 30 days. What do we gain by waiting 30 days? The answer is, Shekibul Olav L'Doyne B'din Yisrael. That the guy accepted upon himself, listen to what Bezdin says. So Bezdin says, okay, stop the ribis now, and we'll pay you in 30 days, so listen. For the Mor Yochi, you saw ribis Nandimel Lishkol. If the guy like accepted, listen to Bezdin, so Bezdin should tell him, we're not going to collect ribis at all. So Mor says, no, Shekibul Olav L'Zuv, L'Kibul Olav L'Zuv. The guy only accepted to say, I'll wait 30 days, that's all. But to say, I'm not going to collect my interest, that he didn't accept. Of course, a guy is allowed to. A Jew is allowed to give interest or collect interest from a guy. So therefore, the guy will still want his interest. That's the case the Mishnah is talking about. So therefore, according to, that's the reason why Bezdin would sell the property of the Yisayman. So maybe it wouldn't be Kashan Rabasi. Toshima, come in here. It says, Ein Nefraim Nichsi Yisayman Elimin Azaburis. When we go to sell the property of Yisrael, we only sell the Zaburis the worst. So now, the Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Mitzayis, he won't listen. He's going to say he wants the best property. He won't take the worst. He wants the best. We're talking about the regular Bachayv of Yisrael. So the question is, if the Jew is taking interest, do we let him take it? About the best, and we'll stop him. It must be where he's not charging interest. And it's a regular Jew coming to collect his chayv, that he lent the father money, he wants the money back now. Still, the Mishnah says then, Uktoni Nishkokukin, that we do go to pay him back. So again, the question is, why does Bezin sell the property of the Yisayimim? So Bishlaim, the Rabbi Yechon, we're talking about Ksubasisha. And Mishra Mizoini, that's why we sell now. El Rabasi, he does not from Ksubasisha. So Kasha, why does Bezin sell the property here? Of Loch Rabasi, no, Rabbi Yechon again, Minich is a good Iksuba, Mayri Miyasmi, why Dafkim Yisraimim, Afilim Minodi Deinami Bizaburius. That if we're talking about collecting Iksubas Isha, so why does it say only when you collect from Yisraimim? That you collect only from the worst property, no matter who you collect from. Even if you collect from the husband himself, that's the locha that Iksubas Isha only has the right to collect from Zaburius. And here it's Mashma, it's a special locha of the Yisraimim, so we're not talking about Iksubas Isha. Some verses maybe no. Holakash, that wouldn't be such a bikasha. I'll tell you, Rabbi Meir, it goes according to Rabbi Meir. The other Rabbi Meir Shita is, that ksuba sisha bebeninis. That a regular isha collects a ksuba from her husband, unless he gives her a get, she has a right to get from beninis. But over here, since it's from Yisraimim, here it's from Zebruyis. So maybe, again, it wouldn't be kasha on Rabbi Yechonin. For the more, Umeyasme bezeburyis. But when you collect the ksuba from Yisraimim, then you only get Zaburius. See, if a contra Yochanan is good, the more says that we call Mokul and Rabasi Kashma, it's Kashma contra Rabasi. So most of the Yerla Matayiv Abal Choyv. We're talking about the fact that Abal Choyv is a great. It's not a ksuba Sisha. the question was, the guy won't accept to collect from Zaburius, from the worst. The answer is, again, is we're talking about a case, Shekibul Olav Lod Medina Yisrael. The guy was good to us and accepted, I'll take any payment the Jewish Bezel will give me. So Bezel just say, we don't like to give interest either. The answer was, Shekibul Olav Zul, like Kibul Olav Zul. The guy only accepted to take the payment any type, but not to give up his interest. That he wouldn't accept upon himself. So again, it's not a kasha kunz gadasi. But Toshima coming here, it's a kasha from the end of our Mishnah. That the Mishnah, or in the end of the Bais we had before, that Toshima we had before, our Manas litin lishuk subasul abachoiv, achoivoi. That when Bezdin announces, it says before, when they sell the property, they have to say clearly for what purpose they're selling it. You have to speak out, either they're selling it to pay up an Isha or Ksuba, or else to pay up a Bal Choyv Choyva, but that's clearly both reasons. So Vishloim a Bal Choyv is good, Bein Maru, Bein Makar Shaninan. Even the answer both of them is talking about a Goy, Kiblol of the Zoo, so Bal Choyv is good, there's Ribbis involved. Elo Ksuba also, it says clearly we sell the property to pay up a Ksuba, so Vishloim a Rabbi Yechon Nicha. He says, it's always that way. When an Ebenisha wants a Ksuba, so we pay it up now in order to stop it from getting the Mezoinus. That's a good reason. El Ramasi, he holds no, that Mezoinus is not a reason because she pays them a paycheck anyway. So Kasha, it's a steer on the price. The other price says clearly that we do sell the property for Ksuba Sisha. So my answer is, I'll tell you, Hocha B'mai Yaskin, you know what the price is talking about over here? Kishachayiv Moida. We're talking about that the husband, before he died, he admitted and told people, I did not pay your Ksuba yet. So therefore, there's no reason not to collect from the Yisraimim. In other words, the only reason why Stamazah we would not collect from Yisraimim when the Ketanim do the Kam Gedolim, we have to be afraid maybe the father really paid it up. And the kids don't know about it. When they get older, they'll realize it. So the only reason not to pay up right now is because maybe really it was paid up already. But over here, if the father, before he died, spoke out clearly and said, Yishno, I did not pay my wife a Ksuba, it was not paid up yet, and everybody agrees that Avada the Bezdin right now will go sell the property to pay up the Ksuba. Therefore, that price was good even according to Rabasi. The Morris says now, Hashtag the Yastis Lochi, won't you come out to this type of an answer? I'll tell you, Kulunami, all the questions we asked these prices all before, the same thing. Kulunami Keshechayiv Maida. Like any price that we have, that's Mashma, that we do sell the property of Yisraimim, that's all talking about where the father admitted before he died that he did not pay up his chayiv. So then even without a swar of Rubis, even without a swar of Mezoinus, if we know for sure the father didn't pay up, he owes the money, then Avada Bezdin would sell the property of Yisraimim, what they yashin from the father, to pay up the chayiv. Tavi Mor says, Mareimar Agvei Ksubosu L'Grusha. What's happened in a case that a man gave his wife a get, and now the Grusha wants to collect the Ksubis, Ksuba, the money, and Mareimar collected the money, Menichse Yidiyasmi. Meaning after the husband gave his wife a get, then the husband died, and the kids yashin the property. So Mareimar went down to the property to sell it, to give the pay up to the Grusha, Ksuba. So on this, Omele Ravina Lameimar, Ravina said back to Meimar, why? What did you do this for? I have Omele Ravina, Domele Ravasi, and Niskochen and Nichse Yisayimim. We never Stamazai sell the property of Yisayim to pay up the Chayvis, and then came us Ribas Achelos Ben. Only if there's a constant loss, like there's interest involved. And even Rav Yechon Noma Oyle Shtar, Shesh Bo Ribis, either it means with this interest involved, or the Ksubis Isha Mishum Zayni. Or else where Isha has to pay up, you want to pay Ksuba, and know that you shouldn't get a Mazainis. Now, the Afidu Rav Yechon, even according to Rav Yechonon, Leikom Riyoni said that Elo Bialmona. It's only the case where the husband died. If the husband died, then his wife, when she gets a ksuba, before she collects the money, a tanai ksubris, she has the right to get her mezainis from the yisaimim. So in such a case where the husband died, not that he gave the get, just that he died first, so then is the reason good we should pay up the, we should pay the ksuba from the nichs yisaimim, that they should not have to pay her mezainis. But that's only served if the husband died by an amana. But over here, where the husband gave her a get first, by a get, she doesn't get mezainis. And so there's no loss. So why do you sell the property now to pay up the ksuba? We shouldn't wait until they become a gedolim. And the Mor says, "Tafilu Rabbi Yechon lekom elu biyamona the kamas the mezainis. She's losing out the that Yisraim are losing out. They have to pay the mezainis. Avu grusha nei, but by a grusha where there's no din mezainis, it's only lucky if the husband gives his wife a get, he has to give her the ksuba, but not to feed her anymore. So here Rabbi Yochanan would not say you have a right to sell the property of the Yisaimin. So how come Reimer went to sell the property of the Yisaimin? Or Malay said back to him, Ho'anan de Rabbi Yochanan mishom chima masdinun lo. He learned Pshat, the reason Rabbi Yochanan says that for Ksubis Yishu we do sell the property of the Yisaimin is not because of Mizainis that they're gaining on the deal, but stamas for mishum chino, meaning that we want to please the ladies, we want them to be happy to get married. So if every man is happy, that no matter what, his wife should end up getting the ksuba. So this, the women know, they'll always end up getting the ksuba, then they'll find chen in the eyes of the men, and they'll get married to them. So that's the reason why Yochanan said, that to pay up the ksuba, we paid up even from the chsi yisaimim. That's what Mirema learned. So even by Igrusha, even though there's no svar of mezainus, but still, she's collecting the ksuba right now, so mishum chino, Rabbi Yochanan holds, we have a right to sell the property of the yisaimin right now to pay up the ksuba. Now, Omer of Nachman says like this, Meiresha, at the beginning, lehevi mitakinan lenichsei, yasmi. The beginning, Yosef held like this, that I would not sell the property of the yisaimin to pay up the chayv. He didn't want to sell it. Wait till it becomes gedolim, don't sell it right now. But kivun d'shemani loho, the Rav Huna chavrin, mishmei the Rav. But once Rav Nachman heard over what Rav Huna chavrin said over the name of Rav, that what? That yas me da'achli d'loy ditu, yisayim that eat from property that doesn't really belong to them, meaning to say if it's really true that the father borrowed the money, so like the father holds the money back. So if yisayim did not pay up the chayv right now, it's like they're eating the property that doesn't belong to them really. And if so, lays the bosses of Kayu. Did your son deserve to go to the same place where the father is? I mean, they deserve to die because of that. If so, mikan vielach, like once Rav Nachman heard over this memory, from now on, mizdakno. Yes, any time there was a chayiv, he always went to collect it right away. Any time people had a time against his son, that his son owed them money, he always went right away to sell it, in order that Yisrael should not be over this Aveira of eating crap that doesn't belong to them. And the more explains Mikor at the beginning though, before he held this din, my timer, how come he didn't want to go down to sell the property of Yisrael and why not? So one of two reasons. Omer Papa says the svar was Priyas Palachoyv Mitzvah. That if you owe somebody money, you have to pay him back, it's a mitzvah. Priyas Palachoyv, when you pay up your chayv, it's a mitzvah dikalocha. It's not stama a din tfiyas moment, but it's a mitzvah upon you. And therefore, Yos the swear was the Yas Mela Loi B'nei Neved Mitzvah Ninu. Since the Yisrael the Katana the Namachuiv Mitzvahs yet, therefore we can't force them to pay up. Therefore, we do not make them pay. We don't sell the property until they become gedolim. That was the swear first. That's Rav Papa's swear. Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Amano Eimot Swear Yatvisei. We have to be afraid that maybe the father before he died paid up the chayiv. So I mean, maybe he paid him up, he gave him a bundle of money, it was paid up, and the Yisraelim don't realize it. So therefore, we don't make them pay now until they become gedolim and find out all the information they could. We have to wait. The Mora says, what's the difference between these two reasons? Let's say before the father died, he said, clearly I didn't pay up my chayv yet. So according to Rav Huna, we would collect from Yisraelim right away. But according to Rav Papa, we still will not collect because it's a mitzvah. We can't force them to do a mitzvah until they come to Gedolim. Or else, Anami, Shamtu Meis, like Bezdin knows this person didn't pay up his chayv yet, and they put a needle, put a curse upon him, and he died with it, Bishamtoi. So Rashi says for sure he didn't pay up, because if he would have paid up, he would have told Bezdin about it, that I paid up to take off his needle, to take off his curse. But since he died this way, like he did not pay up yet. So these are nafkaminas. If it's time I have a shayla, maybe the father paid up. If we know for sure the father didn't pay up, then we sell the nisayim as the chasim. But according to Rav Papa, even in the case we know for sure the father didn't pay up, but there's a svara, priyas b'chayv is a mitzvah, and we can't force the nisayim to do the mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, shol chemitam, they sent from there, they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael, tishamtu and Sholchem Mitom the Shamtu Mis B'Shamtei. So let's see here. I mean, they sent it from there. They sent Sholchem Mitom. That's the reason. The Shamtu Mis B'Shamtei. That then we would pay up. So
not sure. Some of the gifts that should be the hikus like this also, gifts of shochu, something that's short for that not like rapopo, but the main reason is we're afraid maybe the father paid up already. Therefore, if the person died, bishamtui, and a chanani, then we would collect. The hikus of the Gemara says now, karafuna bread Reb Yeshua. That's the way paskin. Like rafuna bread Reb Yeshua. Why, that's this gifts for now. We paskin like this, not like rapopo. That the only reason why we would not collect from Yisaimim is because we're afraid maybe the father paid up. But any time will be no clearly the father paid up already, and if not, then we would collect from the Yisaimim. Tanan learned that our Mishnah, Shem HaYisaimim, Bezdin values the field, for Yisaimim